And welcome to Children Rooted in Christ, a podcast for mothers dedicated to teaching our children more about their Savior. By listening to interviews with inspiring women, we will learn how to nurture a deep and rooted love of Christ in not only our hearts, but also the hearts of our children. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and thank you for joining me on this journey toward Christ. Hey, this is Alexis, and before I start our interview, I just wanted to tell you about some changes that will be taking place here at Children Rooted in Christ. Moving forward, we will continue to be showcasing inspiring mothers with real-life monthly interviews, but we will also be adding in an instructional episode and guided meditation that apply to the parenting principles we are learning about in the interviews, which I'm really excited for. And in addition to these podcast episode changes, I also felt inspired to start offering an empathy-based intuitive parenting class and personalized coaching that will be starting in June. It will be advertised further on Instagram. If you are interested and want more details, just reach out there. As always, thank you so much for being here on this journey with me toward more Christ-like and intuitive parenting. Today, I have an interview with Megan Tierlink, who is a yoga, mindfulness, and meditation instructor, a homeschooling mother of three, and a highly sought-after business coach, and a dear friend of mine. Here's Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan. I am a certified yoga, meditation, mindfulness instructor. I own Getting Mindful with Megan, which is a Instagram and podcast, and I just teach mindfulness and being aware of your thoughts and being aware of like spirituality. And I'm really fueled up about rooting kids in Christ. I homeschool. That's the other fun thing about me is I'm a homeschooler.
Yes. Oh, so fun. I love the work that you do. And you know that I'm probably one of your biggest fans. So how do you hear Christ?
Okay. For me, hearing him, I have to get quiet because I'm kind of a go, go, goer. And for me, I have to make intentional time to get really still and get quiet. I do this through meditation. I like to meditate. That's why I was drawn to yoga and meditation, is because I am a go-go-goer. It was hard for me to like get inspiration and get guidance from Christ and from Heavenly Father. And so what I do is I actually write out my prayers in my journal. And then I write like to Heavenly Father. And then I write back to myself. So I write, Dear Megan. And then I just let the thoughts come into me. And that's kind of my form of meditation that I love the best, is through journaling. And that's really like been my way of hearing him. The other thing that I like to do is I feel like I am led by him very organically when I'm being present. So when I'm like really present with my kids, or when I'm really present in my life, I feel like the Spirit just leads me really organically. It's not like words to my heads, but I just end up where I'm supposed to be. And so one way I try to follow and hear Christ is just by being present, and so that my intuition and so that the Spirit can just like move me where I need to go.
I love that. And that's something I've experienced too, is just being almost distanced from him because I'm so caught up in thoughts or like thinking about the past. But I love your idea of just being in the moment. He's there with you all the time, but are you like, oh
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I want to ask you, who is Christ to you, and how have you come to know that? Like how, like what was one, maybe one big experience that brought you to a knowledge of Christ?
That's a big one. Let's see. Well, you know, so I own a business, and I, actually, when I started my first yoga studio, was my first business, actually it was my second yoga studio when this happened. So my second yoga studio, I woke up in the night and I heard a voice say to me, like, I need you, pretty much. And I thought it was my husband. I was like, what do you need? And I realized that he was asleep. And then I heard that voice again, really loud and clear, like it woke me up from my sleep. And I knew immediately, it was like, you need to start a yoga studio. And my initial reaction was no, because I had already owned one and I didn't want to again. It was so much easier for me to just be with my kids. And I just didn't want to do all the work. And also it's hard to put yourself in front of people. At least for me, it was hard for me to put myself in front of people and be doing things all the time where people are watching and people are seeing. And so I was like, nope. Mm-mm. And then over the next couple months, it just kept, I knew I had to, because it felt really strong. And so I opened a yoga studio, and it was hard. Like, it was really hard for me, because I hadn't practiced true presence, right? And I had a lot of thoughts that were like misaligned. I had a lot of like deep-seated rooted beliefs about like success and what people thought. And so for me, like, how I've really come to find Christ, funnily, has been through my business, because my business has opened me up to all of my shadows and the things that are misaligned. It makes me look at things that I normally would just shove away, that I wouldn't want to see. It shows me where my ego is showing up, and it forces me to do the work. And so in my business has really been where I found Christ, because I feel like when I'm running my business, I'm doing his work, but also I have to do my own work to do his work, you know? So really it's been through my business. But another way that I've come to know Christ was through motherhood. When I had my, just recently, this just came to my mind, but when I had my last baby, so she's 11 months right now, almost 12 actually. And so a year ago, she just, when I was like, when she was just brand new, just holding her and really being with her, I just overwhelmingly multiple times felt so much like of the love that God has for us, and like the abundance of God's energy, and like just through this little baby, really feel like I grew a testimony of Jesus Christ and like the goodness of God.
They really just have so much goodness in them and are already connected with Christ. How do you change your thoughts to be more aligned with Christ so that you can connect with your children?
Oh, this is such a great question for me. This is something I'm really trying to work with. So I own a business, and so it's really easy for me to get misaligned with my priorities. I'm just going to be honest. It's so easy for my kids to get like kind of shoved away. Let me work on this thing, because honestly, my business is really fun for me. And so it's sometimes hard for me to prioritize. So recently, I just felt such an intense push to shift my priorities and shift my thoughts on what's important. When I do that, obviously I can be so much more present with my kids. When I remember like they are the reason for everything. One thought that I have to shift over and over again is I'm so busy. When moms, we have so much to do, but when we think thoughts like I'm so busy, it creates like, what does that thought create? It creates such frantic energy, right? Yeah. Your feelings get really frantic and overwhelmed. And when you're frantic and you're overwhelmed, you definitely aren't present. You're projecting fear into the future. And you get, like for me, when I say I'm busy, I either run around like my head's getting cut off, like from chicken with the head cut off, or I just get on the scroll. Or I just like zombie out and I'm like, so busy, I'll do nothing. And so I just turn off. And so like for me, really shifting that thought to like, things are right on time. My kids are right on time. Like, cause you know, like when your kids are slow and you're like, oh, you know, I'm like, no, my kids are right on time. Like they're just, they, kids are so present naturally. And it's really me that has to do the work to come back into that. So shifting out of like, I'm so busy, there's more important things to be doing, into like, they are the most important thing and things are right on time and it's safe to slow down. And I love the thought, when I slow down, I speed up. And I believe that, because time is relative, right? When we get present, we slow down time, it lengthens time, and we all experience time differently, but when you're present, you experience it much, like in a much different way, right? And so when I slow down, I speed up. Like when I let myself calm down, I'm able to accomplish so much in way shorter amounts of time because I'm present and I'm really all there.
And like you pointed out earlier, you're even more connected just organically by being present to the divine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Playing around with this for a while and I love it. I've been just deciding to get rid of all of my agenda for the day. Like in the mornings, I usually am like, okay, I need to, and I have like a list of so many things that I need to do. And I started seeing this affirmation that I love. And it says, I surrender my goals, plans, and agenda to the will of God. And I love that. Like I just surrender my plans and I'm just willing to open up and be led. I want to be present and you're just going to put me where I need to be. And I trust completely that I'm going to get the things done that are important. And I'm going to be in the more important places that I didn't have planned because I didn't see everything that God sees. And the things that are important will happen and get done. And so I've been playing with that and doing that. And it's so crazy. I always end up like the other day, I ended up at the gymnastics gym. I would never end up there normally, but I ended up at the gymnastics gym. And a girl that I know from when I was younger was there. And she was telling me how somebody broke up with her and I was able to like coach her. And there, I just knew that I was supposed to be there. And I knew that if I wouldn't have just been being present that day and really letting the spirit guide, I would never have ended up there.
That's so good. What a cool experience. How has this presence kind of shifted for your children? What have you seen in setting your agenda aside? How has that influenced your relationship with your children?
For one thing, they're not like grasping after me for attention all the time. And you know that feeling when the kids are like, mom, like they do it, like the less they get, the more they do that, you know? And so just when we're present, I just feel like they don't like grasp after it. They just have it, you know, they just know my attention is with them. The other thing is like, just little things happen. Like the other day, I was worried because, you know, I homeschool and I do it in a little bit of an unconventional way. And so I was praying and I was like, hey, I'm a little nervous because I don't really like super push my kids hard to do academics. But I want them to know how to persevere and solve problems. But I don't want to create this friction when it comes to learning. I want to create a love of learning. So I was talking to God about it. I'm like, tell me how to like teach like perseverance and really pushing through problems and stuff without the tension. How do I teach this without tension and friction? And I got done praying and then just started my day. And then I started doing my exercise and I was like, oh, I'm going to go on a run. And then like something just like, I just felt in my heart, like take Naya, which is my 6-year-old, take her on a run. Normally I wouldn't probably take her on a run because she's slower and I like to go on runs by myself, but I was like, okay. So I'm like, Naya, come with me on a run. And I took her and it was so amazing. Like she ran 2.5 miles and she's 6 years old. And the whole time I was like, you can do it. You're so strong. Like you are such a great runner. And I was just like throwing affirmations. She's like, I'm so athletic. She's like running, telling me she's so strong. I'm a runner. And she ran 2.5 miles. And I knew that God gave me that experience to show me like, look, she can push and you are pushing her. And this is the way we do it. You don't have to like create that friction in that space at this point in time. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to do it like that. She's going to learn to persevere like this. And so like, instead of having tension by getting present and connecting with the spirit and being present enough to hear him say, like, take her on a run, I was able to have like a better relationship with her. She's so proud of herself. Like there was no tension and she was able to learn what was important. So it was really inspiring to me to like let the spirit lead. And the way we do that is by getting so present that we're being moved by the spirit all day.
That is goals right there.
It doesn't happen every day like that.
But I love that you saw like he opened your eyes to be like, she is persevering. She's learning perseverance.
Yeah, perfectly on time and in a way that's perfect for her, you know? And every kid is different. And it's so easy to be like, no, they're supposed to do it like this. And this has to get done. And when we just open up and expand to like better and different ways that are not our own, I just think like magical miracles can happen.
Yes, oh, it really can. So what other attributes of Christ have you seen in your children and the differences in them?
Oh, they have so many. Well, the number one attribute I think I see in my kids of Christ is their presence and their trust. I told you before we started, I'm watching The Chosen and I'm obsessed with it. But the one characteristic that has stuck out to me and just like made such an everlasting like difference in my life when I watch that show and see the way Jesus is portrayed is his complete, like his relaxed energy. And he's so like, he just so trusting that he's not worried. He doesn't concern, like even his disciples, like the 12, like they're all worried, like, what's the plan? What's going on? You know? And he doesn't worry. He just has so much trust. And I see that in my kids. Like they're not so worried. Are we going to be on time? They're not worried. Is this going to get done? They're just there and they just trust. I love this thought, like trust yourself or like trust your life and your plan and God's plan for you. Like you trust your breath. You're not even thinking about it. You're just breathing and you just know, right? You know, the next breath is going to come. And that's something that I feel like children really have down is like that deep sense of like trust that nothing's gone wrong. And another attribute that I see with my kids that I really love is just like joy. My little guy's three. He's like the most contagiously happy child and he's fun and he's funny. And I think that that's an attribute of Christ is just like happy and like there for a good time and not so serious about everything. I feel like as adults, we take things so serious. Like we take our businesses and like all the stuff we have to do and our kids, like make sure we're mothering right and all that stuff so seriously. And I don't think Christ is quite as serious as we make him out to be. I think that he is happy and relaxed and enjoying life and really open to like all the goodness of the world, you know?
Yeah. I think that joy is connected to what you've been talking about as being present. When you're present, you're not worried about those things. So what advice would you give to moms who want to be more present with their children, but they're caught up in that mind, you know, they've got maybe some deeply rooted thoughts that are not serving them?
Yeah, I would tell moms who want to be more present to practice developing deep faith in God, like really practice it. Your brain is going to tell you what's not working, but faith is trusting that things are working even when you can't see it, and trusting that like things that are meant for you are flowing into you and flowing to you. And you don't have to try to grasp after them and quote unquote, make it happen. Like you can just open your palms up, open your heart up and let it happen. Let it come to you. The other thing that I would say for moms who want to be more present is make time for you. This is kind of like off a little bit, but I just think it's important to do things you love and to take time to do things you love and to get present doing the things you love. So often I think we push things on kids because we're like, we want them to do stuff but really what needs to happen is we need to go do stuff. And so I think like, just like really like calming down, getting into your intuitive and like into your spirit and asking like, what is my purpose in the world? What can I bring to the world? And for a lot of us, that's going to look like how we take care of our kids and how we raise our kids. And some of us, it's going to be like sharing the gospel, or it's going to be sharing your light and your knowledge, or whatever it is for you, whatever your purpose and your calling is, like really just allow yourself to step into that and be in that. And I think that when you really allow yourself to be all the things you were made to be, it makes it so much easier to just step into really living life and really like being present in life, because it's aligned with your truth. It's congruent with your truth and who you are and what you were meant to do. So like the most congruent and aligned you can get with Christ and with God and within yourself and your power, I think that's going to be the most way, or the way that you can be most energetically aligned and presently, like present with your kids.
So much goodness, Megan. I feel like we covered everything. Is there anything else that you like feel, maybe a thought that pops up that you need to share?
Yeah, I have one. It keeps coming to my mind. One thing that I love to do to bring more presence into our family is with my kids, is give them opportunities to create presently. So I think like, I think there's certain things that create feelings of like aliveness and being alive and wonder and like just really like the feelings of like awakened, you know? And like for us and our family, it's like art and nature. Like I love going in nature with my kids. I feel so present. I feel and I feel connected to my Heavenly Mother when I'm in nature. I feel connected to my heavenly parents when we're like participating in like creativity, like art and music and reading good literature and good stories and really like poetry. Like I just love, like, I love those things that force presence. Like when you're in a good book, you're being present. When you're in that creative energy and you're creating art, like that brings presence into our family. When we are out on walks, which is really our way, like my family, we're mostly walks. We don't really do a lot of poetry, but I love it when I do, right? But like out on walks and out in nature, like it just brings that feeling of being alive and being awakened, like to God's goodness and God's hand in everything. And so I feel like the way that I'm really trying to teach my kids now is to feel the spirit, feel the presence of the spirit out in those, like in those creative places and those, that energy. I believe like that our feelings or our thoughts create our feelings, and that our feelings create, like move us into action. And then our actions create results. And I think a lot of the world teach actions create results, and then our results create our feelings. I'm trying to teach my kids and educate them to feel first. Like I want them to feel what it feels like to be engulfed in like a good book. You know, I want my kids to really soak in the energy of creating a beautiful piece of art that they did, or to like lay in the grass and like that feeling when you're laying in the grass and you're just being, you're just present, and you like are watching the trees go above you and you just feel so much like aliveness. I want them to create. I want them to feel first. I think that when they do that, then they'll go and they'll learn all they can about trees because they just experienced them. They didn't just hear about it in a book, they or like in a textbook, or they weren't forced to like do this worksheet, you know, like they really felt it. That's going to make them want to learn more about it, want to learn the systems of God's laws, you know, and then they'll have results of like joy. And that's really like my purpose for my kids, is like, I want to create more joy in their lives. And when they're older, I want them to know where to go to find that joy. And I think that it's through the arts, it's through nature, it's through those things that make us, force us into presence.
Oh, the word that keeps coming to my mind when you're talking about that is just grounding, right? I love that you're teaching your children this, because I love the strategy that you're teaching them to feel first is kind of how Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother teach us.
Yeah, I love it. I learned it from the well-educated part. I love her. I love too, like, I love that idea of grounding. I wrote an article for, I think it was A Work and a Wonder, but I wrote an article about grounding, and I talked about how like for a kite to be able to fly, it has to first be grounded to something on the ground, right? So like anchoring the kids in these feelings of the spirit so that they then will be able to like reach out and soar like a kite and be able to like fly in the wind. And I think that that's why we're grounded in Christ. We're anchored in Christ, is so that we can like be stretched out and grow and lift and raise. And in yoga, you know, I teach yoga, so I was apply everything to yoga, but like so many of the poses is that there's that polarity of like grounding your feet into the earth, but then also like lifting up through the crown of your head and really extending your arms up and feeling that energy of both, like about being grounded and lifting up and learning and becoming more. And so like, as my kids are little, I first want to teach them like ground, you know, ground in things that are real, like Christ, ground in things that are real, like nature and like heavenly parents and the things that really matter. And then as you get older and you need to get a job and you need to do all the things of the world, you know, like start doing
purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, like then you're going to know what matters. And so that's been kind of my mission, like with my kids and what I'm working on with them and trying to create at home is that just, like you said, that grounding in those things.
I think it's perfect and exactly what we need to be doing right now as mothers. So Megan, thank you so much. You have amazing insights and I benefited. I know I know other people will, but I feel like this was for me. So
thanks, pal. I'm so grateful that you invited me to come on. You know, I love you so much. Alexis is like one of my best buddies. I'm so grateful I met you.
Same. Well, thank you, Megan.
Thank you for listening to Children Rooted in Christ. I hope that you felt uplifted and inspired by the messages shared. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it with others. Follow us on Instagram at Children Rooted in Christ. Subscribe or leave a review. Apply and follow what you have learned this week. Write down and act on the impressions you felt while listening. You are an amazing mother, and here's till next week.